Greetings, and welcome to the summary lecture for chapters 1 through 9. In this lecture, we will review the key ideas of the 9 chapters covered in this course. In doing so, we will also provide some hints of what material is likely to be on the final exam. We will also give some guidance on how to prepare for the final exam in closing. But before we start reviewing each chapter, we will first provide a brief summary of all the chapters to quickly refresh your memory of the main topics covered in this course. Chapter 1, Introducing C++. Hopefully, everything from this chapter is understood well by now. The primary goal of this chapter was to get you comfortable with basic programming issues found in every program. We learned how to create, compile, build, and execute simple C++ programs using Visual C++. We also learned how C++ code is transformed into machine code. The topic of white space was discussed, as well as the main function. Basic console output and input, with cout and cin, was demonstrated. In addition, a brief description of the standard C++ library and namespaces was provided. Finally, the chapter concluded by discussing variables, variable conversions, arithmetic operations, and operator precedence. Chapter 2, Logic, Conditionals, Loops, and Arrays. In this chapter, we learned how to form and evaluate Boolean expressions with the relational and logical operators. We then learned how to form conditional statements, such as, if this Boolean expression is true, then execute this code. Such statements enable our programs to execute code when some condition is met. Executing a statement multiple times by looping was the next big topic of this chapter. Finally, array initialization and array traversals were discussed. Chapter 3, Functions. This chapter was dedicated to functions. We learned how to define our functions and also how to use some of the standard C++ library functions. Chapter 4, References and Pointers. In this chapter, we learned how to define references and pointer variables. In addition, we learned that we can use references and/or pointers to output multiple values from a function. We then revisited arrays and learned how the array name can be converted to a pointer to the first element in the array, and passing this pointer to functions is how we pass arrays to functions. Finally, we learned how to use dynamic memory with pointers. Chapter 5, Classes in Object-Oriented Programming. This chapter introduced classes, which is one of the core ideas of C++, and more generally, object-oriented programming. We also learned a program design approach of breaking the program up into conceptual objects, where everything in the program is an object modeled from a class. This is the object-oriented programming technique, where objects are the fundamental entities that build our programs. Chapter 6, Strings and Other Topics. This chapter took a closer look at strings. We learned how we can represent strings as char arrays, and we learned the standard library functions that work on such strings. We also surveyed the important methods the standard string class provides. Finally, the chapter closed by discussing some miscellaneous topics, namely the this pointer, the static keyword, namespaces, and enumerated types. Chapter 7, Operator Overloading. This chapter explored operator overloading. Recall operator overloading allows us to define new meanings to some C++ operators. In particular, we usually define what they mean for objects of a new class which we have defined. In this chapter, we learned how to overload the arithmetic operators, the relational operators, the conversion operators, the insertion and extraction operators, and the assignment operator. We also learned about deep and shallow copies. Chapter 8, File Input and Output. Many programs will need to be able to load and save data. In this chapter, we studied how to do this with both binary and text files. Chapter 9, Inheritance and Polymorphism. In this chapter, we studied two key object-oriented programming topics called inheritance and polymorphism. Recall that inheritance allows a class to inherit data and methods from a parent class, and polymorphism allows us to upcast concrete types to a more general type, but such that the program still knows to invoke the methods that correspond to the object's dynamic types. Virtual functions are what make a type polymorphic.